This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here with the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Ouch. 5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. Right? Get information. So I'll tell you all, this is not hiding this from anybody. Get the information you need, and you make sure that, seriously, you make sure that you've got, you're not spewing what came across Twitter, that you really know what the truth is. Because that's the biggest part of it. Sometimes you're hearing people talk, or I hear people talk, and I want to jump in and go, stop, 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 stop. Really. So I so much appreciate the time that you spend listening, paying attention, jumping in, and just doing the right thing, really. That simple. Anyway, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I haven't corroborated this yet, so I'm not going to beat my brains out with it. But I'm hearing from some of my friends in Massachusetts that the cancellations are sweeping in the Massachusetts hotels because of displacing military families. You know? They're letting people in. They're letting the illegals in to these hotels, and they're in terrible shape now. They're in, I won't say they're a bit disrepair because I don't know. But when you look at this, you look at what they got going on there. Why would you spend all that money going to a hotel, and you got all kinds of noise and things going on there? You got people hanging out in the hallways. I mean, I can go down a whole list of what they claim is happening. Like I said earlier, I can't tell you yay or nay because I'm not there. I can only go by some of the stuff that I'm hearing, some of the things that people are telling me. Right? Somebody just sent me this story out of listening in the last hour with retired Major General Paul Vallely, the Israeli Prime Minister's advisor, says, "We have to fear for the safety of Americans held hostage by Gaza." Well, they are. Apparently, we're not. Apparently, our administration doesn't really much care. Seriously. You know, there's no checkpoint. There's no checks and balances. There's no, hey, you want this money? You want these people released? I want to know the rest of these people are okay. I want to be able to send, you know, whether it's Red Cross, whoever, in to check them out. I want to make sure they're being taken care of. Right? I mean, God, I hate to say this. But former Senator Hillary Clinton, she criticized Hamas supporters for overlooking the terrorist group's sex crimes against Israeli women. She spoke at the United Nations meeting via remote video. She called it outrageous to ignore the reports of sexual assaults. Organizations, governments, individuals who are committed to a better future for women and girls have a responsibility to condemn all the violence against women. Now, again, where are all the feminist groups? I mean, I don't find myself on the same page of her almost ever. Right? I mean, seriously, when you look at this and you look at what's going on, she's at least calling it out. Supposedly, she has a following in with young women. So, again, just amazing. And most of these people, when you ask them, when you actually talk to them and you ask them for specifics as to why they hate the Jews, they can't tell you. All they come back with is, you know, blank the Jews, blank the Jews. It's like, okay, why? Tell me why. Glenn Youngkin spoke out today, too. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin. He didn't miss words at the news of a Old Dominion town's art and music festival canceling a Hanukkah menorah lighting. On Sunday, Love Light Placemaker, the nonprofit that runs Williamsburg, Virginia's second Sunday's act, they canceled the scheduled menorah lighting featuring a local rabbi citing Israel's war against the Palestinian terrorists. Now, singling out the Jewish community by canceling the Hanukkah celebration is absurd. It's anti-Semitic. I hope he takes action against them. Right? I hope he does. I hope he looks like DeSantis does. Go look at whatever you can do to make sure that you can nail them with something. Now, State Department, you know, absurdities of the Americans here, of the Americans. The absurdities of Joe Biden's administration. Can you believe the State Department spokesperson today, Matthew Miller? He said on Monday that the U.S. believes that Israeli killed too many Palestinians at the beginning of the Israeli-Hamas war. Well, what was the number? Was there a number that was okay? I mean, I don't get it. I don't even know. And again, you're believing Hamas's numbers for real? It shows you how young and ignorant you actually are. He said, I don't think it's a secret that we think that too many Palestinians were killed in the opening weeks of the conflict. Can you believe he's saying this? Now, either he's being told to say it or else, or he actually believes this, in which case, he needs some serious psychiatric care. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. Right? Really that simple. Be part of the solution. Because when you're part of the solution, I know I say this at the beginning of every segment. And actually, I do it on purpose. First of all, I do want to be irritating to a degree. But I want to be, how do I say this? Like a positive irritation, right? I want you to pay attention to what I'm saying. And maybe you'll sit there someday, you'll hear somebody talking and go, oh my God, he's right. I don't know this. You know? I don't know these things. So I should shut my mouth. Anyway. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. We're talking about how the U.S., I mean, how dull are some of the people in our State Department? Well, I should put it a little differently. How dull is it with some of those people working for Joe Biden? Joe B., if you would. Right? Seriously. And the State Department spokesman, Matthew Miller, said on Monday that the U.S. believes that Israel killed too many Palestinians at the beginning of the Israeli-Hamas war. Now, bear in mind that they gave out all kinds of flyers, leaflets, information saying, hey, we're coming in, this is what we're going to be doing, and basically, get out of the way. Gave the warnings, which is more than these enemies have ever done to any of us, including, you know, go back to what, Pearl Harbor, the Twin Towers, the Pentagon? Shall we continue on? They don't send out flyers saying, hey, we're going to be dropping bombs on such a day. The attacks on our warships, did they give you a heads up that they were going to do that? I'm kind of confused here. He said, we want to see Israel take additional steps to minimize civilian harm. We talked about with them, and we're in the Israel last week. What do they want you to do? They want us to send trucks in ahead of time, buses in ahead of time, to take people out? I mean, you're giving the Hamas is getting all this money. Why don't you force them to do the right thing? Force them to stop putting, these battlegrounds inside the schools and storing weapons in hospitals and so forth. It's not just us saying this. The UN has proven it. Others have proven this. Anyway, he goes on. He added that the U.S. has been very transparent with Israel about its opinions on the fatalities, but that he does not believe that Israel is purposely targeting civilians. He said, I've not seen any evidence to prove that they're intentionally killing civilians. He said, we believe that far too many civilians have been killed. That's all. No, it's not that's all. Now, here's what you're doing. Is you're chastising Israel for protecting itself. This is called war. This is what happens in war. This is what happens when... This is what happens when a prime minister or president of a country is protecting his own people. This is what happens. They don't care about their own. The leadership of that country doesn't care about their own. Are you serious? Went on to say, but again, this goes back to the underlying problem in the entire situation, was that Hamas has embedded itself inside of civilians, inside civilian homes, inside mosques and schools, churches. There ain't no churches, buddy. Schools, churches, and more. Now, he went on to say, it is Hamas that's putting these civilians in harm's way. So it's kind of like, make up your mind. You know what I'm saying? Right now, we're estimating there's 220 American citizens in Gaza, stuck in Gaza. What are we doing about it? No, really, what are we doing about it? What is Joey B. really willing to do about it? Nothing. I'm just trying to make it easy for you. It's just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Right? Be part of the solution. The best way for this to work. Anyway, let me see what else we got. Got a lot of fun stories. That's what I call them anyway. The White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, she refused Monday to condemn comments from a top progressive lawmaker who called for balance when condemning Hamas and the use of sexual violence against Israeli women. Hope we don't want anybody to know. Nope. I'm curious. I don't know. Representative Pramila Jayapal, a Democrat out of Washington who chairs the Congressional Progressive Caucus, said that we have to be balanced about bringing in the outrages against Palestinians. When asked specifically about mass rape committed by Palestinian militants, she did this on CNN on Sunday. When asked about Jayapal's comments, Jean-Pierre reiterated that using rape as a weapon of war was reprehensible, but stopped short of condemning the congresswoman.
They won't. They will never call out their own. They really won't. I mean, it is far and few between. I should say never. 99.8% of the time, they will not call out their own. Right? And when you think about this, what is so hard about that? If you won't condemn rape, what's so hard about you speaking out against it? Right? She says, I can only speak for the president. Well, in this case, how many times did she say, well, I can't speak for the president? She told a Fox News correspondent, Jackie Heinrich, during the daily White House press briefing Monday, we've been clear that what Hamas did is absolutely reprehensible. Right? We're going to continue to be clear about that. We think rape and the use of rape being used as a weapon, that is also reprehensible, and that full stop, and I'll just leave it there. Now, then she said she was speaking for the president. just amazing. Anyway, and even when she was pressed by other reporters, she still wouldn't answer it. I mean, anybody else besides me find that just amazing? Now, while the White House wouldn't condemn her comments, several Democrats blasted her on Monday. For example, Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Oh, my God. She's still there? She's a Democrat out of Florida. She said it was outrageous for anyone to both sides of sexual violence. Representative Richie Torres out of New York added that it was indecent to downplay rape against Israeli women. Went on to say Hamas terrorists raped Israeli women and girls. The only balanced approach is to condemn sexual violence loudly. Right? They got to do it. You can't let it sit. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. The talk of impeaching President Biden is heating up on Capitol Hill.
House Speaker Mike Johnson believes he has enough votes to launch an impeachment inquiry into President Biden. Johnson said the inquiry has become a necessary step. The House could vote to authorize the impeachment inquiry this week.
A shark attack has claimed the life of an American woman in the Bahamas. Officials there say the woman was paddleboarding near the Sandals Resort when the attack took place. CPR was administered, but her injuries were too severe. The latest front in the fight over abortion is a push in place like Texas to ban so-called abortion traffickers from driving pregnant women to another state where the procedure is legal. Associate Attorney General Vanita Gupta says they plan to fight this in court.
States may not criminalize third-party assistance for such interstate travel.
Dave Collins, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Right? I mean, that's the best way to do it. You be part of the solution. Now, somebody sent me this during the break. I love this stuff. I love the fact that there's even headlines like this, okay? According to ABC News, the U.S. is considering appropriate action, quote-unquote, in response to the Houthi missile attacks in the Red Sea. Really? I don't even have a degree in anything that has to do with the art of war. You know what the appropriate response is? You bomb the crud out of them. Okay, you find out where that thing came from. You sure you know what it is? You find their leaders. You find their headquarters. You find whatever it is. No apologies, no excuses, no flyers ahead of time. And you get rid of these people. Period. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on Monday said the U.S. is consulting with allies on appropriate action in response to the latest Houthi drone and missile attacks in the Red Sea. Really? Who are you consulting with Iran? We've made clear that the entire world needs to step up together, not just the U.S. No, these are attacks on U.S. ships. I don't really care what the rest of the world wants to hear from us. Not interested. If they don't want to protect their ships, that's up to them. He said, we're going to take appropriate action in consulting with others, and we will do what we're going to do at the time and the place of our choosing. No, they won't. Three commercial ships came under attack in the international waters of the Red Sea on Sunday. U.S. military officials said that the Houthi militants claimed responsibility for the latest incursion, in the Middle East. The USS Kearney, federal ship, A Navy destroyer that has been patrolling in the area intercepted and shot down three drones while assisting the vessels. Now, Carney took action as the drone was headed in the direction, but again, we can't say the Carney at this time was the intended target. Doesn't matter. At the White House, ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce, she pressed Sullivan on U.S. retaliatory efforts. You know, I mean, seriously, they're always talking about measured steps. They don't want to, there's so many things they don't want to do. I mean, thank God these guys weren't in control during World War II. Because we'd all be speaking, one part of the country would be speaking German, the other part would be speaking Japanese. Seriously. These guys have no spine. They don't understand how this works. You need to let the military people do their jobs. Really that simple. He continued to place blame for the Houthi attack squarely on the Iran, saying that country is supplying Houthis with weapons being used. Well, then stop funding them. Stop giving them money. He just gave another $6 billion. Why? What are you, morons? We're talking about the Houthis here. They're the ones with their finger on the trigger. Now, that trigger that belongs to a gun, which is a weapon, are being supplied by Iran. Anyway, really seriously, it is time to treat these terrorists the way they're treating everybody else. And no, I'm not talking about I'm not talking about what they're doing to women and stuff. I'm talking about the violence. Take these people out. You want to drop flyers a couple hours at a time? Yeah, go ahead and do it. I don't care. But then we're going to take out your city. And you know what? Maybe some of you people from within those cities start taking out those Hamas leaders that are causing you so much trouble. What do you think? I'm just asking. Put it on them. Make them look like the fools they are. Do to them. You saw what's happening in some of these colleges where finally the Jewish donors are stepping up and going, wait, whoa, whoa, whoa. No, no. We're not doing this. We're not supporting you when you don't support us. We're not supporting you when you're basically telling these kids how bad we are. Just amazing. And they keep swallowing this stuff like, whatever. Okay. Let me see. Yeah, maybe a more lighthearted story. What do you think? You know, Gen Z is now claiming there's all kinds of micro-stresses that are damaging their well-being. You know what I find really funny about all this? Okay, they had the pandemic. Okay, whatever. We grew up, if you're early 60s, you grew up under the cloud of Armageddon, right? Of a nuclear attack. Remember those commercials that were being run during some of the presidential campaigns? You saw the atomic blast, you know. I don't know what it was. It was like a commercial with something along, you know, it matters who you vote for. We're right there. The world is closer to, you know, nuclear, you know, Holocaust than ever before. Well, Gen Z are already struggling with life stress. 8 in 10. You ready for this? 8 out of 10 Gen Zers feel overwhelmed by a myriad of micro stresses. They're suffering from burnout already. Worries stemming from the putting off jobs, feeling anxious about socialization. Wow, really? Overanalyzing text messages. They think too much. Now, just as the festive season begins, new findings show over half of young people consider Christmas to be one of the most stressful times of the year. What was I saying the other night? Part of it is because there's a sudden increase in social gatherings that they have to be, you know, around. Over 45% of them feel anxious at those events. Why? They're business events. They're family events. What are you stressed out about? You know what? Because you alienated them all year long. You've been making fun of them forever. You're worried they're going to pound on you when they see you.
Experts believe that very few people really understand what a microstress is, and it can build up and eventually damage a person's mental well-being. Okay. You know what's really funny? We back off and try to protect these people instead of teaching them how to deal with them. Instead of saying, well, you know, hang tight because we're going to get rid of all those for you, you need to stop and look at them and say, hey, there's always going to be idiots in the world. There's always going to be ignorant people in the world. There's always going to be haters in the world. Learn how to deal with this stuff. Shouldn't be a problem. I realize that everybody deals with things differently, but we need to help them so they understand it shouldn't be a problem. Gen Z are more likely than most to be affected by small triggers. That's according to years of research. They're much more perceptive regarding emotions. They can notice a change in a friend's text tone. Really? Subsequently, they won't worry about what they've done. And then endlessly, you know what? You think this stuff too much. You do. You work too deep into it. In a new study of over 1,500 adults conducted by Extra Gum, that's interesting, revealed that almost three-quarters, 71% of Gen Z experience a micro-stress on a daily basis. In fact, 81% reported that an avalanche of these triggers makes it feel defeated and burnt out. How do you fix that instead of feeding it? Really? Micro-stressors manifest differently for everyone, but the most common include a feeling of wasting time. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. I feel like I'm wasting time when I'm dealing with Gen Zers sometimes. Should I just stop? Right? Should I just stop altogether? Almost funny. Let me see. To help ease stress, Gen Z knows, oh God, knows what to do, but sometimes can't find the energy to do it. Really? With all those caffeine drinks that you guys, those energy drinks, I'm sorry. You can't find the energy to do this, really? Two-thirds Gen Z, 60%, wish they meditated more. Over a third, 40%, struggle to find the time. And a third, about 35%, don't know where to start. Oh, they're not self-starters. Got it. Okay. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Absolutely.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff, what the French call a certain... I don't know what.
Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Real Joe, 855-732-5563, talking about Gen Zers can't seem to cope. Well, many of them. I won't say all. But there are a majority of them. Gen Zers say they know what they do. They just can't find the energy to do it. You know, and that, is that why they don't want to pay the rent? Or they don't want to enter into, you know, a car contract or get married or any of those things? They wish they could meditate more. Wow. I just find this, all of this interesting. Now, the top Gen Z tactics to declutter their minds and to listen to music, right? They chew gum, sleep, carve out more time. We're going for a walk. Deep sleep is also one of the generation's biggest concerns. 53% of them found not to be sleeping enough. No kidding. It's not new. Right now, extra gum and TikTok star Max Belegdi, they've teamed up to launch a guided meditation series that brings a... Well, wait a minute. Why does it have to be meditation? Oh, you can't... You can't suggest that they pray, huh? It's funny how meditation is because, unless I got it like way wrong, it's for you to calm your inner self, right? To get in touch with certain things and line up certain vibes. I mean, there's all kinds of, I've heard people talk about meditation. I mean, God forbid you get closer, you connect to the creator of the universe. I don't know, I'm just saying. Just throwing it out there for conversation, you know? Max24 explained that being so immersed in today's social media scene is beyond challenging. Well, you don't have to be. You choose to be. That's the thing about it. It's kind of like they make it sound like either you get involved with it or else you go to jail or something. He said, I find myself overthinking. They do it all the time. I'm not really one for meditation. And if I'm honest, it's tough to find the time to take a breath. But why? You go to the bathroom, don't you? Take a walk around the building. Believe me, you're not that important. And I'm not saying that I don't even know this guy. I'm not that important. But by bringing a little bit of fun and humor, I do it all the time. People say, are you going to be sarcastic all the time? I'm not sarcastic. Oh, I am a little bit. Here's some of the ways they say you can calm your mind, though. I would say it would be depending on the music, right? Listening to music. Chewing gum. Sleep. I like this one. Carving out me time. What is me time? And I know what it is basically, but what does it really mean? Going for a walk. Okay, I can see that. Now they say the least affecting things that calm you down. It's procrastinating, overworking, burying your head in the sand, doing too much. These people are funny. They really, truly are. You know, most people, you hunker down, you do the work, you pay attention, right? And you teach your kids to do the same thing, and they'll do okay. If they're a go-getter, a self-starter, or if they've got, you know, more energy than anybody you know, they'll do better than okay. Right? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Now, I love this stuff where they say the Harvard psychologists, they've been studying what it takes to raise good kids. Really? No comment. I'm just going to stay away from it for the moment. Now, you really look at this. You look at the way they call things out, what they say you should be doing. Any of you good parents out there don't know this? Right? Hang out with your kids. No, not sitting on the couch playing video games. But hang out with them a little bit. Talk with them a little bit. Find out what they like to do, what they like to talk about. Really, seriously. They also say, look, if it matters, teach your kids how to say it out loud, how to speak to it, how to support that thing they think is important. Right? I'm okay with that. I don't want to go through the rest of them. They're pretty boring. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure. Really, don't go far. Got a lot coming up. A lot more I want to talk about. The new law in California is forcing schools to mandate media literacy. These classes will start right after the first of the year here in California. Probably the brainchild of that Governor Newsom guy, right? Now, a new bill signed by Governor Gavin Newsom requires media literacy to be added to the K-12 curriculum in California schools. So much for being free and open, huh? Now, California children will receive a new kind of education, media literacy. And, you know what does that mean to who? No, really, seriously. What is right? Is it for you to tag all right-wing media as communist? We tag all left-wing media as communist? The bill requires, though, that mathematics, science, and history, social science classes to have a media literacy component. How do you do that? What does that look like? Science discovers that 2 + 2 = 4? I mean, what does that look like? Mark Berman, a Democratic Assembly member, introduced the bill, of course. He called it a key strategy to support our children. How? In what way? Why? He said, children are inundated with misinformation, teaching media literacy. Ah, there you go. I wonder what they're going to teach. Right? Kids are inundated with misinformation. We're going to tell your kids what's true and not true. That should scare you right there. Right? The consequences of fake news. They're going to go through the realities of what happens. I guarantee you, you won't find one real, like, fake story. Right? Now, carefully listen to the comments. As we've seen too often, in the last decade, what happens online can have the most terrifying effect in the real world. So they're admitting to this. They didn't before. They're admitting that there's an influence. Right? I'm good with that. That's all. Everybody should be applauding that. That's good. From climate... this is hilarious. From climate denial to vaccine conspiracy theories to... Now, all of these, think about where they're coming from, who they're aimed at. From climate denial to vaccine conspiracy theories to January 6th attack on our nation's capital, the spread of online misinformation has had a global and deadly consequence. In other words, you shouldn't take a stance on any of these. You shouldn't even discuss them. But that's what Gavin Newsom is trying to make that happen. Isn't that amazing? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Right. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Women are worried. I don't even know how to do some of these stories because I can't not laugh. Women are worried, and these are liberal women, by the way, in a society shifting away from traditional relationships. Right? Some of these women are exploring, you know, or looking into why men don't want to have traditional relationships. Well, what does that mean? Now, the women that were interviewed for this, the discomfort items from a noticeable trend, men increasingly falling short of modern women's expectations in marrying and dating. Talk more about this on the other side of the break. In the next hour. No, I'm not letting this one go. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show.